What's your name?
I'll talk in English. Yeah. My name is Andrew Johnson.
And where are you from?
From Nulato.
Where were you born?
I was born around Caltac, below, about 36 miles below here.
Do you remember when you were born? When you were born?
Yeah. What year I was born? 1900. November 17th.
Do you remember when you first heard the story you're going to tell?
Oh, that was must have been about 60 years ago. Or a little less, 59 years or 60 years ago I heard this.
Who did you hear it from?
Oh, I heard it from my mother and three different guys, old-timers. I used to sit around and listen to them. It was nice, them days, to listen to a story.
Do you remember your mother's name?
Yeah. Her name was Philomena.
Is that Indian name?
Her Indian name was Sahaniltai.
What does that mean in English?
Well, I just can't tell you that because that's the way they used to call her. I don't know what it means.
Did you have an Indian name?
Yeah.
What was it?
Kastroots. That's my nickname.
Did that have a meaning?
No.
Was the story told on a special occasion for a special event?
No. It's just listening around like, you know, talking about something in the evening, and I heard that story from different people, but they're all gone now.
Does the story have a name?
No, it's got no name.
Why don't you just tell the story then in native? Yeah.
Well, I'll try to tell it in native. It's a short story, but some people might like it. Well, I'll start in native way. Nis kayu sa tawad sa tni. Yo will halon sa ha 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 tawad sa halto. Di ka hanal tlun, an igo mo kung kuwan no sa tawad. Hamdi na katok no ka tila. And Mukun and no taslio a hul no idola. An ego moot. Could I coin it as a lit? Twas second or the oxygon no idola in Elan. The teeny low hole is still as good as a cadasne. No, lo on it all denounced on a day. Kitten I lost on. And Clad has your honor to stall. Homin is good, I'll look at the Nakal. You hit him. He's your radio. He go, come on. Rahorse. The Honal Taddis Unal Horse. Non sooner my hoots radio. And Rahos, a hoose. Uda hills take the catolio. You sooner maha, thought an a hoose. You are hunting her set the neck at it hoose clone. And you treat to and you toss a talio. Order a horse, a hoose. Yahitonio. Igloo has new hold them. Namahot and you who wash who. A hult salt and the tigna on den yagl do. And hult hatal yo. And yo tsahad al tsiko salt and hamoni yo, and tsahayel hatal yo. A hult yo kulane hotne. Ho hotne go salt and. In the nonsa and not as a can, a dukuni on to the car. And Gnod man a ochlen ich li. Seel. Zu euch, niemand. Zu euch, ne Land. Jocht. Hol hat hal, jo. Nun se. Chukail nikiko mokkut. Eten. Hol dot a chukail nikiko hol hanais a chukha. Nun se ochl maa zet tichin oi noch toi. Eet. Hotsaha khad ik di tima da ko kalgin sil ol kha hotni ani go sosten in yo hot ta khatast ana ulos ye ka khunanitset khunan yo ye ka anitset ko amat tikha hi ti yo khnal tsot kha khnat mat yo go gis kan ul ne ge to zo kha hoyrelta yo hot Kogis kan ku ul nigen ke tozok a hoi kirilti. Jo hal dot aga. No da ko ka na da ka honosi jo. Dot hal dot yet. O ul ulsa honde mukut ne ona da kaal. Igo sultan mukut. So ojil tonok od kol jo. Tonok adli jo. Amma kal indi tol to a hul. Hunden titsach jenil tan. Dem maju te gote jiloch ne gose o kajose ju. Hoch, 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 hoch. Hunden atsach titsach jenil tan. An i gom ot no doko tol to jiltzat nika. A hul gom otet ni. Hii, honi da nil naltzun mit zogus kohonan tkat. Silosa kaadat niin, toltaahtat niin. Tu, mu otta hulohta, joka ilnyk suu saidat ja kaariju. An ikotis, ikom ot kutlin osi jo. Aina no homni dis, ni johu. Inat kois mit ojo hosta hojaan. Hote kaalti ja hono inat lo otta kun ohaltu mit ojo hosta. Iko salto iki dorona to ko aul kolo on set nani onli ozo ti salto iki nit nani on aul si wutu kodai da hol no tana sakasi kolo on aul makani tash yesni aul naltsat makani tash yesni aul ku makani naltsat mel yes tu Kazan nila joo yit lahan. Tatana kakui hotsuta atare netso o de kun, ya garit. Kazan. Iltsut nal no honda naan ikot lilta an. Khadi daat kazan joo zan khatlogon. Itat nekhiltsi kosi kutago. That's the end. Yeah, okay. Kosku oh Kika ka mogata tsoy kuko ketsuk al ketsaka atsa. Zo ti dol dot. Ketaka atsa a rul kun atat kon. Tutlok yit. Zo ti kun mutike yiril khat o tsagal al gan. That's the end of it. And I still in English. Well, there was one old lady one time, she was starving. Long ago, and she started crying. She sat in front of her igloo house, and she was crying, crying. Pretty soon, it started to get cloudy, and there was just fish eggs, just like snow. Snowstorm, fish eggs started to fall. And she started to pick them up. Geez, she was glad. Pretty soon, a basket full of fish eggs came down and just hit her on the head and died right there. And she had lots of grub. That's the end of this.
Do you remember when you first heard that story?
Yeah. Oh, gee, it's good many times. They used to tell us that just for fun in early days. About this old lady crying for something to eat. And... Gee, it started raining down fish eggs. And pretty soon she started pick him up around, and a basket full of fish eggs fell down top, but it happened to hit her on the head and it killed her.
Did you think that was a funny story, or did you feel sorry for the lady?
I heard that a lot of times. All the old people used to tell them things.
Do you think that story had a special significance? Did it teach a lesson?
No, it just happened to tell kind of a joke stories for the kids to tell. I mean, for us, for the old people. Sometimes I would ask some guys who were talking, who were like, "Hey, tell me a story." And the first thing I would hear would be this. After he got through, he laughed, and I'd say, "Gee, that's awful short." "Yes, but that's the end of it." Oi. Walking along the beach. Pretty soon, walking. And pretty soon he saw a man chopping wood up there. Little trail coming down to the river. "Gee," he says, "I found somebody." And he went there and he had a little house. And he was chopping wood. And he walked up to him and he said, "Asta." Asta means partner in Down the River language. "Asta, itonik mahak askoye mahak iskoye." Don't say nothing, you keep on chopping wood. "Asta dozonik dochtsil dodol on." You don't say nothing, you keep on chopping wood. Pretty soon he says, "Dothonik nachluyach dochul onten." No words, still chopping wood, don't even look at him. "Doot yours. Not hasli or nothing." "Ohul. Zadukadat onson o. She's daughters now. Ni itlak. Igokun atlanen. Ahulk is not atlanen. Mulohulan in this lokum is consigned at Rodatle Eyan. Do. He's going to hit what your kid of Hohoe on. That's Nil Hunik Halalan Ahul Kahaltlat Tahmai Altlat, your nun at Crick. Had had it too. Coach you could die. That's the end of it."
Does that story have a name, Andrew?
No. I got no name. All these stories they used to tell long ago got no name.
Do you remember who first told it to you?
Little Peter, he's dead. Little Peter told me that. I was camping with him one night. He was up in the Ladder River. And he told me that story. We were laying there in the tent. He had four logs high. Pretty soon he started telling me a story. This one. He told me this one. "You go to the Holoilon. Who land in the Tio Nodo Dalgeok. You go, you go, Knast, okay. Yes. Two night, Tio Hogisoga. In him Nodo Dalgeok. That's one story got a name. You go, the one I told about Crow, that one got the moon and the sun, and when he was kid, that was Crow. That's what the old story. That's the end of it. I just tell the name of that story.
It was called Crow?
Huh?
Crow? A story about Crow, was that the name of the story? In English?
In English, will be a man that got the sun and the moon. That's when we had all dark in the first days, first early time days. There was no light. And Crow was a medicine man, they call him. It's Crow, it's Raven, we call. And then he got this moon and the daylight. He had to go a long ways to the end of the world up there somewhere to get it. Took him a long time. to get it, but he got it. Since that time, the old people says we started to have daylight and darkness. That's the name of that story.
You just told that one in Indian too,
right? I just know part of it.
No,
a little. But it's a long story. Maybe we might have some more tonight. Well, actually, a pretty good story. That's the best way I heard it.
This is an English translation of the first story.
Okay, I'll patch everything together all I could and I'll tell it. Well, there was a couple of married people living in a place along the Yukon, had three kids. And they were having a fine living, a trap, snaring. And the man would go out and get meat and hustle around for their living. And one day, he went out again. He never came back for quite a while. And the old lady started to worry and think about what he's going to do. Well, one day he made up his mind and he went out and got a boulder of some kind of a big rock. He brought that in. You know, them days they used to live in underground, that little hallway coming in. He told his kids, he didn't tell them what he was going to do, but he told his boys, keep this rock red hot, keep it in the fire all the time. There's lots of wood out there, keep it burning. I don't know how long I'll be going, but I'll be back. So the boys, they were big enough, and he says, okay. So he packed up and he left. I don't know, he was figuring this. He heard about people living around the coast somewhere, and he was on the Yukon Riverside, this woman. So he took off towards the coast. He kept walking, I don't know how many days. He camped and started off again. I don't know, them days they didn't have any campus, but he must have been on the street course going to the coast. Well, finally he come out over the top of a hill, last to the coast. He looked all over, there was a big flat tunnel, flat there. Pretty soon he seen a Eskimo igloo down there, one. And he was thinking, oh, maybe that's where my husband is. I don't know, I'll find out. So he waited a little more while and he went down the flat. Finally, he walked to that igloo. He came in, and pretty soon he saw two girls in there. They were cooking something, and she asked him a lot of questions, trying to find out. She must have been a smart woman. And finally, they told him they got a husband. They didn't get married, but not too long ago. He's out hunting. He'll be back this evening. And they were cooking something. It was seal meat. And he started to get happy for good company. And he was telling them girls, you know, the way to get a lot of seal oil out of that, what you're cooking, is put your head on top of that boiling thing there and keep moving your head on top of that for a little while. Pretty soon that pot of seal meat wouldn't have nothing but grease in it, lots of seal oil. So they agreed to do it. He said, stay close on top of that pot with your head and keep moving back and forth, both of you. And he says, you won't do it too long, that thing will be full of oil, seal meat. Well, they started to move their head back and forth on top of that boiling seal oil, and he just shoved the boat head right in the pot while he was down behind him. He held it down right in that boiling grease. All them poor girls died right there. And he dragged one to the end of the corner in the igloo, and another one in the other one, and put their heads right against the wall, just like they're sitting down now. This man And he went out and he started to wait way up on top of the hill. He was all ready to take off. But as soon as he see this man coming in kayak, and he walk up, he had some seal meat with him. He was gone a little while. Pretty soon he come out crying. And he was going around, looking around along that igloo there. Couldn't see nobody. Pretty soon he kind of stopped, and this old lady listening to him, he hollered down to him from that, on top of the hill. "My," he says, "is it me that you are crying for? I'm the one that took care of you all this time. You was my husband." He says, "You got no business crying for those girls. They're not your wife. I'm your wife." And this man got so mad, he just ran after him. He was going to kill her or something. She took off too. She must have been a good runner. Coming, but this man was gaining on him right along. Well, she was doing pretty good. I don't know how many days took her to go over them hills. It took her just one day or half a day to go over to the camp where he was living. The old man was pretty close behind him. And when he put that stone that was red hot, put it right through the doorway, well, this man was just right behind him and coming in, and he hollered, "Put your head against that red stone," something like that, and this man done it. His face was picture of Link. His feet, touched him, his feet was like Link. And finally, he tell his kids to do the same thing. And they all became Link. They were all standing there. So she done the same thing herself. She was the last one. And pretty soon they had bent around the hill there. You see a Link family going by, five of them. They all became Link. Well, that's the end of this old story I'm telling about.